Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This week on First Date...
My version of sweet used to be like, hey, just so you know, everyone thinks this. And I'd want to know. I'm calling human resources because my bra just unhooked. It unhooked just in the chair. No, don't do anything. Just call the police. I don't cry often.
I can see that.
I'm so excited to see you tonight.
And welcome to another episode of First Date. I'm going to try to say this really fast because my guest has to sneeze really quick. She's a comedian.
I'm allergic to you.
Well, you're not going anywhere. So
I'm allergic to girls who are prettier than me. I'm breaking out into hives.
Well, everyone, first, this is Whitney Cummings. Please give it up. I remember the first time I ever saw you, it was like 10 years ago at Laugh Factory.
Oh, God.
And I was on a date with this like beefcake of a dude. Mm-hmm. And I was wearing this bright yellow, super slutty dress.
Oh, no.
And this guy made me sit front row.
Oh, no.
I was laughing so hard that I distracted you. And you turn and look at me and you go, well, aren't you a ray of sunshine? And you look at the guy that I'm with and you go, you're getting laid tonight.
The fact that I'm laughing at my own joke is embarrassing, but the way you delivered it is what I'm laughing at. But that is so funny that at that time in my life, someone enjoying me too much, I was like suspect of. I was probably like, what drug is this? Like, is this Adderall? Like, what is this? Like, that is really nice. I probably thought you were Hillary Duff. I don't know. Who knows?
I get that a lot.
I was like, can she help me? That's very nice. And you're still with the guy?
No.
Kidding.
No. So I am so honored to have you on my show.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations on this. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming on. So the way that this works, I've got this menu. I've got appetizer questions.
Okay.
I've got main course questions, and then I have a dessert question to sweeten it up at the end.
See, you're used to being wined and dined. Brunettes, we just get taken to Chipotle. I'd be like, I have the rice choices. I have the meat choices.
This is full 58 million courses
this
here.
This is fancy. Okay, let's go.
It's a swanky date. I'm pulling it out of the woodworks for you, babe.
Really? I'm into this.
We're going to start off with some appetizer questions. What is your guilty pleasure?
My guilty pleasure. It's murder.
Like serial killer films? Like
murdering. My guilty pleasure, I think, is more watching really bad dramas. Other people might think they're great. Like there was this show called The Affair, which was on Showtime, which was a show that, like, you could tell thought it was a great show. Does that make sense? Like, you know when people, like rich people make shows about cheating on their wives, and it's really, you can tell, like, two or three episodes in, they just want to watch actors have sex?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like that weekend show.
Yes, I was going to say, I think Euphoria was kind of like that too. I was like, oh, the guy that made this is going through a rough spot in his marriage.
Yeah.
And he gets to go to work every day and see Sydney Sweeney topless. So like this will, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So dude, just get a prenup. Like I like to just watch, because making television, you kind of are able to see all the choices they make when you're like, you didn't have to do that. Like she didn't have to take her bra off for the scene to work. Like this was like, you know, and the cult show, I'm with you. What's the show called with the weekend?
Idol.
By the way, what
isn't it Idol?
You guys, hold on, I'm sorry. What is going on with the studio?
Are you hot?
No. I'm calling human resources because my bra just unhooked. It unhooked.
Let me help you.
It unhooked just in the chair. No, don't do anything. Just call the police. I've never had this happen in my life. It came off just now. know.
Do you want me to help you?
Well, I don't know. You've done enough. What's going on in this?
I am literally undressing you with my eyes.
Truly. Have you ever sat in a chair and just had your bra snap? That was wild.
Dude, I am here to let you know that your boobs are just getting bigger and bigger by the month.
That was a trip. Anyway, so what the ghost of, you know, I don't know, Garth Brooks or whatever just happened in here. So I would say that's kind of an uninteresting answer. I do like to go on Facebook and look at my bullies from high school, which ones are divorced.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's bad.
That's satisfying.
Yeah, or just like going to like my bullies in high school and looking at their kids and being like, ooh.
That's just seeing who's received their karma.
Kind of. You know how like you'll go see like one of your bully's kids and the kid's knees kind of bend weird?
Yeah. Or they don't have a knee.
Or no knees to be found.
Knees.
Or just like bow-legged and you're like, or like the kid loves baseball and you're like, you have to sit through kids' baseball games. Like whatever. Like, so little things like that. I wish I didn't need that to feel better. But I guess that would be like my guilty, like I feel dirty afterwards.
Yeah. What's your hidden talent?
I'm so talented. My hidden talent.
Besides taking your bra off without literally touching anything.
You mean like having sex with ghosts in plain sight? I mean, I was going to say, I am good at sucking dicks, but I don't do it that. It's not hidden.
It's public knowledge.
Yeah. For the how big my teeth are, I'm great at it. Horrible at hand jobs, great at blowjobs. But I feel like that's normally how it works because I always tried to get out of hand jobs because I always felt like I was like I don't know, burning the man alive. You know what I mean? And so I got good at blowjobs.
Do you have road rage?
No. I honestly, when someone cuts me off, I'm literally like, good for you.
You got past me.
I'm like, good for you. I'm like, I hope you get where you needed to go. Like, I genuinely have so much peace with that stuff.
You have like road kindness.
Yeah, I'm like, go. Can I, like, you obviously are busier than me.
But what happens if you need to get over? You're so nice to everybody else, and someone else doesn't let you get over when you finally need it. Does that piss
when
you
I
off?
Tell you that I leave 45 minutes earlier than I need to be somewhere, like, I'm always super early, so I can just watch other people freak out, and it's kind of funny to me to watch other people freak out.
Yeah.
I'm weirdly zen about driving.
We're going to get into some main course questions now, so I'm going to get a little deeper.
Okay.
Do we need any safe words before I...
No, you tell me.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Can I keep my panties on for the rest of the interview?
Well, your bra's already on.
I cannot. That is so wild.
I can't let that go. What is a deal breaker for you on a date?
A deal breaker for me on a date. A guy ordering broccoli Rob. You know the Robs are like,
they're
like super long and you have to like watch him like hit himself in the face. It's like so if you're in ketosis, if you're micro fasting, intermittent gaying, if you're high performing, if you're in, you know, I don't know, all these fucking words. Like, the date is when you drop it all.
Yeah.
If the appetizer's not a complete protein, you deep throat that shit anyway. You're on a date. I don't want to watch your eating disorder come out, okay? I'm not going to text Rogan and be like, the guy I'm with just had some sugar. Like, just eat what you're going to eat. Just eat something. Just eat something off the menu. Don't ask for a bunch of changes. Just this, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't go to the bathroom and snort your protein powder that you brought in your pocket. Like, just, I don't like it when a guy on a first date is like, well, yeah, no, I'm actually only on the carnivore diet, so I can't have this, and then I can't.
Whitney,
just,
you have to stop finding guys in the gym.
Look, what can I say? It's not just gym men anymore. It's all men. Every man thinks they're being drafted at some point, and you're not. I don't know what you guys are preparing for. I don't know what. Is there something we should know? Like, why are you guys? I don't need you doing dips at dinner, just trying to get in. Like, just chill.
I can see now why you prefer Chipotle.
Yeah, dude. I just like, I know I used to make fun of guys that brought me to Chipotle. Now I'm like, God, that was like the most normal date I'd ever been on, you know?
Is height a deal breaker for you?
You know what's odd? It used to be a deal breaker for me when I had insecurities about my own body. I wanted a guy that was like bigger than me, taller than me. And I think I falsely, when I was younger, conflated taller guys with ones that would like protect you or whatever, you know? And now I kind of, the last couple of guys I've dated have been shorter than me. And I think it's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. It kind of doesn't come into play at all because I think I was so shallow about it before. And also it's like when you're able to call yourself out on it and go like, well, guys just want, you know, hot girls with big tits. And we're like, well, we just want guys that are tall. Like at least big tits and hair color you can change.
Yeah.
Like we're shallow about things men can't change about themselves, dick size and height, you know? So it's like so much worse. So like I'd rather date a short guy than be a hypocrite, I guess.
Yeah. So how do you get out of a terrible first date? What's your exit strategy?
I date them for 2 years.
So you make them suffer.
It takes me 2 years to realize that had been a bad date. That's how long. I mean, truly, like I know I come off like rough and like whatever I do on stage, but I kind of will turn everything into a positive. Like, you know, so I turn a lot of that stuff. I'm like, he's in ketosis, like he stinks and is like oozing from the eye. And I'll be like, oh, but like he takes care of himself. And, you know, like, so what does cum taste like, swamp or whatever happens in ketosis? But I tend to really be too overly positive. I think I'm kind of the opposite.
Is that like a double-edged sword, do you think, sometimes? Because I would think being super positive is a good thing.
I guess I want people to give me the benefit of the doubt, you know, and I want people to, if I mess up on a date, I want them to be like, or do something that I would want them to forgive me and give me a second chance. Yeah. So I guess I just like to give people second chances until I'm 40.
That's fair. Let's say that you meet your soulmate.
Uh-huh.
He's a 10 out of 10.
Okay.
What can he do to ruin that?
That's a great question. It is tricky. So pretty much nothing except trip and fall in front of me.
If he trips and falls in front of you, it's over? Oh my gosh! The amount of pressure!
Look, so I would watch the footwear choice. I believe... this is unfortunate, okay?
Why are these men wearing heels?
This is cobblestones plus, like, cute hipster, like, Oxfords. Don't mix. I was one time in New York was with this guy that I was madly in love with, and he did look down at his phone. He wasn't paying attention. He wasn't on point, and he, like, tripped and fell. And you know when someone tries to not fall, and they kind of, like...
Fall forever.
Forever, dude. It went on forever. If he had just eaten shit right away and like hurt himself and gotten up, I would have been like, cool. But it was like, it was like, woo, woo, woo. It was like
all almost, the way forever.
It was like on some Lucille Ball shit. And I just instantly fell out of love with him. It was just the way he, and then you know what? And then he like looked back like to blame the sidewalk. Like, and then we had to spend all this time looking for the thing he tripped on. And it was just like, dude, it's just get your shit together. Like, for me, if a guy's not like aware of his surroundings, it's really unattractive to me.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So how long do you wait until you say I love you in a relationship where the guy doesn't trip?
I have a hot take on that. My thing with that, because I think we overuse that word, and I've done jokes about the sport, so I don't want to feel like I'm like being a hack about it, but I feel like I've heard that word and said that word so much, or that phrase, before I was ready. And when you get in a relationship, it starts to just be a way to manipulate someone, you know? It starts to just be like, but I love you. Like, it's like, you're just saying this to try to manipulate me and confuse me right now. And like, if I felt loved, I'd feel it. So my thing is always like, if you feel loved by me, you'll tell me when I love you, and I'll tell you when you love me.
That's very mature.
Like, I'm not going to tell you because you'll know.
So, okay. So they can't trip and they have to be a mind reader. You're looking for an alien.
Okay. I'm in a blazer, so I have my shit together. But it's more like, it's like, we don't have to rush and say that, you know, like I like to take the pressure off. It's like, if you don't want to say this for a year, we don't have to. I think people have like baggage with that phrase. And as soon as the phrase is said, all of a sudden, like, the rules change and there's all this pressure, and you know what I mean?
You wait till you feel it.
I wait till I feel it, and I don't overuse it often. Sorry.
What is the fastest you've ever said I love you to someone?
Well, I have you ever said it by accident?
I have.
Once you've said it by accident, you really like overcorrect in the opposite way. One time during sex, I meant to say I love that. This was like date 4. And I was like, oh, and I said, I love you, but by accident. And then after the encounter, I then had to say, like, I don't love you. I mean, I had to undo it. Have you ever had to undo it? Oh, God. It's a nightmare. So I really try to be careful, because then I just don't like to add pressure to a relationship.
Yeah. Are you in a relationship now?
I am. 5 months pregnant, have a guy.
Yeah.
He's a Star Wars nerd, so he insists on being called Lord Vader, because I won't say baby daddy.
Lord Vader.
Yeah, so don't be jealous.
I will restrain, withhold myself.
Yeah, but we were dating for like 6 months, and then I got pregnant. So we're still dating, and I'm pregnant.
What happens if he trips later today?
One time we were walking, and he wears these real, he's from North Carolina, so he wears these ridiculous, like, I mean, I think they're hot. Like they're almost like knee-high boots. Like, he wears very high boots. And we were like walking on a sidewalk, and his foot, you know, when your ankle kind of like pops on the side of a sidewalk, and like, he popped right up, and he looked at me, and he was like, and I was like, that was a close one, buddy. Like, he knows. Because I talked about it in one of my specials, so we do laugh about it. He knows.
Yeah.
He trains.
You said you have red flags. If you had to call them out, do you know what they would
be? Of my own red flags?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I it's weird, because everyone's red flags are different. Like, something that makes you repelled by someone might be totally endearing to another person. Red flags. Chain wallet?
Like the rope?
Sorry. I was thinking about other people. Oh, my God. I have a chain phone.
I want your red flags.
About me?
Your red flags.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Red flags about me. I have very little patience for, as soon as I know you've lied, I'm just gone.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there, which is maybe not a red flag. If you feel the need to lie to me, maybe I've done something to make you feel unsafe, and I'm just going to remove myself, and you'll never see me again.
Oh, please, you have to sit back when you say stuff like that. It's scary.
What do you mean?
That's intense, dude.
I'm kind of at the point where it's like, if I find someone lying or bullshitting, I'm kind of like, let's just stop this before more damage is done.
Yeah.
I just bounce. Like, I used to kind of like fight, and why did you do that? And you just lied to me, and it just doesn't go anywhere.
But I don't think that's a red flag, though.
I mean, if you're a liar, it is. I mean, if you've kind of like gone through life, like getting away with a lot in relationships, like, I'm not your guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or else I'll say something that will make you change the way you view yourself forever.
Ooh.
And I also don't want to do that. I'm not trying to be mean, But I'll just casually be like, okay, well, you just lied to me and you've never given me an orgasm. It's been a pleasure. I don't want to ever go mean, or I don't ever want to go there. And I think when people get hurt, they say things they don't mean and they say nasty shit. So I just like remove myself because if you're lying to me, there's either something unresolved or about you, or I'm making you think you need to lie.
Yeah.
And then, so we're just a bad match.
Man, when I get in confrontation in a relationship, I tend to shut down.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to say anything mean.
Yeah, smart.
Because I know that if I do,
he'll kill you.
Over.
They kill us.
Done.
Yeah. That's interesting, because then I go, I'm going to say something, or you're going to say something that's making me lose respect for you. And if I lose respect, I kind of just shut off.
Yeah.
You know? So I think it's just, I think a lot of guys are, and people in general, girls are just like down to fight. I think they think it's like part of a healthy relationship or a hot relationship, or it's just kind of part of it. I'm just not your guy, I guess, for that. Even though the biggest red flag of anyone is when they say like, I hate drama, like those are always the most dramatic people. But I think, I just have very little, I'll just be like, let's just call it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll say that
you're like at a football game. You're like, well, done.
Let's call it. Like, yeah. I don't fight hard for something just because we've been in something for a certain amount of time. Like, to me, I'm like, if you feel the need to lie to me, that's a deal breaker. Red flags about me. I know I have a lot, but I'm being a perfectionist about trying to think of like a funny one. I sleep in the bed with the dogs. I think guys can be weird about that sometimes.
How many dogs?
Two.
That's not that bad.
Yeah, not bad.
Three, including a man.
Another thing about me, I'm big on separate bedrooms. I go to sleep at a weird hour and I wake up at a weird hour. So I always like to give permission. Like, we can sleep in separate bedrooms. We still like have sex and whatever, but, I'm big. Also separate bedrooms. That might be a red flag. I'm very specific about a couple little things. I don't cry often.
I can see that. You seem very strong.
No, I'm not. It's just I'm not the girl that's gonna like cry if you like, if you're trying to hurt someone just for the kink of it, like, I'm not your guy.
Yeah.
Guys are kind of into that. If I gag on a dick, I can do it. I did learn how to do that. I know how to make myself be like, like I can do that. But I think a lot of guys sometimes need to be needed. And then sometimes I'm kind of like, I try to be super self-sufficient because I like to go the other way, because I feel like I hear guys complain like, women are using me for my money and women are just using me for this. And I'm like, I don't need you for anything. But sometimes guys see that as a red flag.
Yeah. Well, we'll go on to my dessert question. What is the sweetest thing anyone has ever done for you?
Can I say one more thing about the red flag? Just from a guy? Because now I feel like I'm like, I don't have any. I have so many. I'm just trying to think of a good one. I do love cars. Like, I just got a 82 Silverado, which I love. But cars that are leased, I don't care about. And if you need a car to not have like Gatorade, just all over everything, you know, I'm not your guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think sometimes I've gotten people's cars or seen the word purse and been like, red flag. Like, if you're like, well, this is the way you take care of your car, this is, you know what I mean?
Do you think that's a reflection of someone? How someone takes care of their car?
I think that it could be, I can see men getting in my car and being like, this is a red flag. So I definitely have a lot more red flag. I also, I do carry a hammer in my car. If I see a dog in a hot car with the windows up, and I will smash the window.
Have you ever smashed a window before?
Many times.
Have you?
Sometimes I just go to grocery stores just to look for dogs in hot cars.
And have you taken those dogs?
Yeah.
What if someone leaves a note on their car and they say,
it's still illegal.
So you still smash that window? Yeah.
If it's a baby, it's like, that's sauna.
Imagine you just pee in the car.
Like, babies, it's good for them. You know what I mean? But yeah, it's like, it just happens so often, you know? And so I will sometimes, if we're hanging out, we will just.
That's like a date for you.
Swing by.
You want to go to Whole Foods?
You want to go smash some windows and rescue some dogs? Like, there are a lot of like high octane random rescue missions that might go down at any moment.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. You know? I've never heard of anyone doing that. You're probably one of the only ones.
I'm probably just, most people wouldn't admit that. But yeah, but so that's like a thing. Cause sometimes guys will be like, why do you have so many hammers in your car? And I'm like, don't worry about it.
So many? Do we have a collection of hammers?
Well, yeah, because there's hammers that have the little point on the end just to smash windows.
Okay.
And then there's one with a glass cutter on the end. And then there's the one for sex.
So my last question is the dessert question. So what do you think is the sweetest thing someone has ever done for you?
Oh, wow. That's a really good question. I think the sweetest thing, my dude just did something that was really sweet, but it might be sad if I say it, in terms of what the sweetest thing, if I were to think of them all. I had family coming into town and I had dogs in the car and there was like blood or something on the car. And I was like, you know, I need to get the car washed and I don't know where. And then I was like, you know, there's a service that comes to your house. It's like $40. They like come, they wash your car at your house, whatever. And, but I had these two dogs that couldn't see each other and this other dog, it was just like having people over at the time was kind of stressful.
Yeah.
And at like 10 o'clock, I couldn't find him. And I hear like a vacuum running and he's outside vacuuming the inside of my car, like washing the car. And I was like, what are you doing? The person's coming tomorrow. And he was like, I could not stand the thought of another man washing your car. And whether it's sweet or not, I don't know.
Protective.
I think it's hot. Yeah. I just think that's hot. That's, you know, also kind of petty on his part, frankly. I feel like it wasn't about me at all. But he's very sweet. That's very sweet to me. Someone that is, I guess, the love language I receive is like acts of service. Like if you're taking, he's like, I know you have a lot going on tomorrow. It's like taking one thing off your plate. Like that means a lot to me.
That is sweet.
You know?
What's the sweetest thing you've ever done for someone?
Oh, I'm ridiculously sweet. But like in a way that's kind of, I recently paid off someone's debt that really needed it.
Oh, wow.
And like to me, it's not, that doesn't sound sweet. Maybe that sounds like, oh, Whitney, you're using money. I just, maybe that's selfish because I remember how awful it was to have money stress, you know? And a friend of mine just had like a debt she couldn't get out from under. And I was like, let's never speak of it again. This is a gift. We never have to talk about it again. Like it's over.
Wow.
You know, maybe that sounds like using money. Like I do, I've gifted people, like someone recently, a horse, like a therapy horse, like rescue abused horses. And sometimes it's really good therapy for people.
Yeah.
So they get a home and then the person gets something to take care of and love and work with.
And you rescue dogs all over the place.
Yeah. I mean, whatever. There's a lot. I mostly don't rescue them. They're mostly, you know, I don't get most of them. You know, I don't know. It's like the rescuing thing is so, I think, you know, I'm going to have kids soon. Let's see how much I'm able to keep it up. But,
well, one of my favorite things to do
is a weird question. This is a hard question. Cause it's like, I feel like I'm being such a narcissist, but I guess those are the ways that I feel like, I can show up for people. They're kind of like,
I think those are great ways.
Can you give me an example? What would be a normal answer?
Those are answers.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Most of the time people do equate them with a gift or doing something like taking someone on a trip.
Yeah.
Or having candles all over the house when someone comes home is like a way to be romantic.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Oh, like in a relationship. I didn't mention that at all. I feel like sometimes, I'm so backwards on this because I feel like love is so, sometimes the way you can love someone the most is to like just tell them the truth about what's going on with them.
Oh, no.
I know. Like my version of sweet used to be like, hey, just so you know, everyone thinks this. And I'd want to know. You know what I mean? Like, and I'd be like, I thought that was a really sweet thing to do. I would literally be the person that was like, hey, so-and-so said he's cheating and here's what they know. And they'd be like, what? And I'd be like, oh, I thought I was helping. Like, I thought that'd be a kind gesture. But yeah, I'm now realizing it's just people want gifts and money.
Well, I would almost say that that's also a red flag.
To what, the new one?
Telling people?
I don't do it anymore. Because y'all are weak and you can't handle the truth. Me and Jack Nicholson over here can handle the truth, okay? Yeah, no, I stopped telling people the truth a long time ago. But I used to think that was like what was being a good friend, yeah. You know?
It is being a good friend. Just most people can't handle it.
Or it's the truth is somewhere in between. And I don't need to be the person to say, like, giving people the dignity of their own experience. You just love them unconditionally and don't try to help.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm like a person that really appreciates when someone's like, hey, just so you know, it comes off. When you say it like this, it kind of comes off this way. I'd be like, oh, thank you for telling me. Like, I want someone to tell me if I have food in my teeth. I want someone to tell me if I'm doing something I'm not intending to do. Like, if my intention and my impact are different. So I think I sometimes project and go like, oh, just so you know, like, the way that came off was this.
Yeah.
Just like, I want you to get this job. And if you do that, you won't. But then I'm like, why am I getting meddling? They're just going to think I'm being a dick.
Yeah. Dude, it's been so nice having you on my show.
Thanks. Congratulations.
I'd love to have you come back again for a second date.
Fun.
Whitney, where can people find you?
All of the things. WhitneyCummings.com. My new special on Netflix is called Jokes. I have a podcast called Good For You.
Well, I love that you came on, guys. Thank you for tuning into another episode. If you guys would like your own martini glass, you can hit up store.ymhstudios.com, and we'll see you next time.
First date, baby.
Are you really drinking a glass of milk with dinner?
First date, I can't wait.
You told your mom about me?